بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عرضت علي الأمم فرأيت النبي ومعه الرهيط، والنبي ومعه الرجل والرجلان، والنبي وليس معه أحد، إذ رفع لي سواد عظيم فظننت أنهم أمتي، فقيل لي: هذا موسى وقومه، ولكن انظر إلى الأفق، فنظرت فإذا سواد عظيم، فقيل لي: انظر إلى الأفق الآخر فإذا سواد عظيم، فقيل لي: هذه أمتك، ومعهم 70,000 يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب. ثم نهض فدخل منزله، فخاض الناس في أولئك الذين يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب. فقال بعضهم: فلعلهم الذين صحبوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال بعضهم: فلعلهم الذين ولدوا في الإسلام فلم يشركوا بالله شيئا وذكروا أشياء. فخرج عليهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: ما الذي تخوضون فيه؟ فأخبروه، فقال: هم الذين لا يسترقون ولا يكتوون ولا يتطيرون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. فقام عكاشة بن محسن فقال: أدعو الله أن يجعلني منهم. فقال: أنت منهم. ثم قام رجل آخر فقال: أدعو الله أن يجعلني منهم. فقال: سبقك بها عكاشة. متفق عليه. This is the first of the hadith in the chapter of Yaqeen and Tawakkul. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the ummats were presented to me, and I saw a Nabi with him was just a few people, and I saw another Nabi with him was one or two people, and I saw another Nabi with him there was no one, until I saw a huge group. And I thought to myself that perhaps this is my ummah. It was said to me, this is Musa alayhi salam and his people. However, look towards that horizon. I looked towards the horizon that was pointed to me, and I saw a huge group of people. It was said to me, look at the other horizon. I looked in the other direction, and again a huge group of people. It was said to me, this is your ummah. And with them are 70,000 people who will enter into Jannat without any reckoning, without any punishment. Thereafter, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got up and he entered his house. Up to this point, the explanation of this hadith, this expression of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that uridat alayya al-umam, that the ummats or the nations were presented to me, this is because of the elevated status of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that ana nabiyul anbiya, I am the nabi of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also. This emphasizes the opinion that some ulama have that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in fact sent to the entire humanity as a nabi, from Adam alayhi salam to the last person. And the other anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were in fact his representatives in conveying the message. This is why the whole of humanity from Adam alayhi salam right up till the last person was presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When did this presentation take place? It's not mentioned in the riwayat. Perhaps it was in a dream. Ru'ya al-anbiya haqq is the principle of sharia, that the dreams of anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are true, and not only true, that they were wahi, they were revelation. Or he may have been shown this on his isra, that is the miraj, the night when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken, in other words, in a wakeful state, he was shown this. Wherever it was, Allah ta'ala knows best. However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he describes this presentation of the whole of humanity. He said, I saw a Nabi with few people, Nabi with one or two people. I saw a Nabi with no one with him. So we find Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was sent throughout the ages. According to one narration, 124,000. According to another narration, 200,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was sent. They made effort upon their people. Some Anbiya, few people accepted, some a little bit more. There were some Anbiya who made effort and no one accepted. Nuh alayhi salam, it is mentioned in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. That is 950 years this Nabi of Allah made effort. But Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, فَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ, that very few people brought Iman upon Nuh alayhi salam. According to some narrations, historians say 80 or 83 people. So various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were shown. Likewise, there was one Nabi of particular note who had a great crowd with him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I thought this was my ummah. It was told to me, This was the ummah of the Bani Israel. This was the ummah of Musa alayhi salam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown one horizon, another horizon. Huge, huge crowd of humanity. And it was said to him that this is your ummah. In other words, the Nabi with the largest number of followers will be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was given the basharat and the glad tidings that from this ummah of yours there will be 70,000 who will enter into Jannah bila adab wala hisab, without any punishment or without any reckoning. And it comes in one riwayat that Nabi, it is mentioned that with that 70,000 there will be each one will lead another 70,000 into Jannah without any punishment or without any hisab. But nevertheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after having been shown this, he got up and he entered his house. فَخَاذَ النَّاسِ immediately, Sahaba-i Kiram broke out into a discussion about who are these blessed people that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described that they will enter into Jannah without any reckoning, without any azab. So someone said that perhaps it is those who were the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were blessed with his sohbat, with becoming his Sahaba, with having accepted Islam in the early stages. Someone said that perhaps it is those that were born as Muslims and did not ever make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And someone gave some other opinion, dhakar wa shia, various things. A little while later, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his home and he addressed Sahaba and he said, what were you people discussing? So they told him what they were discussing about. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to describe that what were the qualities of those people who yadkhulun al-jannah bila adab wala hisab, will enter into Jannah without any punishment, without any reckoning. Who are those people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned there are four qualities in these people. The first of which, la yastarqoon. That is, they do not, various explanations have been given of this by ulama ikram, that what does this expression, la yastarqoon, mean? The most popular opinion, they do not ask others to make ruqya on them. What is ruqya? Ruqya is a form we find where someone reads someone something and blows on you, or places their hand and reads. We find that ruqya, which Islam prohibits, is all those ruqya which entail disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes people make ruqya with the words of shirk, with ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is completely forbidden. And to visit people who claim to cure or bring ease or bring you riches and wealth or to solve your problem with the aid of demons, shayateen, satanic powers, with words of blasphemy, etc. We find a lot of times advertised in the paper, this Sangoma or that person, go to him and he'll solve your problem, or go to that Hindu, or go to that so-called pious person from another religion, etc. We find that these practices have come into vogue and it's something that is totally prohibited in Islam. The only form of ruqya that is permissible in Islam is that ruqya which is based on the words of Quran and the hadith. Certain du'as are taught to us. Sometimes if you are ill, etc., place your hand over the portion of your body that is paining, etc., and read this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us certain things. So that type of ruqya will be permissible. But this hadith refers to la yastarqoon. They do not go to people and ask them to make ruqya upon them. They have total, complete dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this, strictly prohibited, as we mentioned, is all these various types of practices, going to people of other religion or going to people who use what we call nowadays the certain cults, certain demonic powers, satanic cults, etc. These are all things that we have to stay completely away from. The second thing which is mentioned, la yattawun. In those days, there was a form of treatment that if someone was injured, to stem the flow of blood, they used to use cauterization. That is, they used to apply fire or intense heat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, it is mentioned that these people will not do anything like that. They will not ask someone to cauterize them. وَلَا يَتَطَيَّرُونَ. The third thing that is mentioned, they will not, this word يَتَطَيَّرُونَ comes from the word تَطَيُّر. The word in Arabic, طَيْر is bird. There was a practice in the days of Jahiliyyah that sometimes they would take positive or evil omen from things. Like if they want to do something, person is not sure whether I must do it or not, so he'll take a bird and he'll fling the bird. If the bird flies to the right, then he'll take a good sign from that. Or if the bird flies to the left, then he'll take an evil sign from that, that I must stay away from this thing. Or sometimes a person opens a shop, and if he finds that the first customer that enters his shop is a blind person or a paralyzed person, then you close your shop for that day and say, La risqa fi today, there's no risk. No sustenance is going to come. So these type of evil, to take evil omen from things, are completely prohibited in Islam. Sometimes people say, in those days it was said that you must not get married in the month of Shawwal. Why? Because they said to get married in the month of Shawwal, no tawfiq will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be no blessing in that marriage. Aisha radiallahu anha, it is mentioned about her, she said, Subhanallah, anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tazawwajaha fi Shawwal, wa dakhala biha fi Shawwal, wa kanat ahabbu nisaihi ilayhi. She said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married me in the month of Shawwal. And he consummated that marriage also in the month of Shawwal. And I was the most beloved of his wives to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to take evil omen from either birds or this day of the month, sometimes people feel Friday the 13th, or they don't want to enter a building 13th floor, or someone feels a cat crossed his path, or a mirror broke. All these type of practices are totally prohibited in Islam, to take evil omen from these things, because they are totally baseless. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that those who do not have these qualities, that is making ruqya of shirk with words of shirk, etc., do not do this tatayyur, etc., that is taking evil omen from things, these are the qualities of those people. And more importantly and pertinent to this chapter which we are discussing, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. They have total, complete tawakkul and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those in whom these qualities are found, they will enter into Jannah without any punishment, without any hisab. We'll continue the riwayat later, inshallah.